Murder.
That's one word, JX objected. Hmm? I was studying the colorful travel brochures littering my lap in the raw silk ivory comforter. Walk in the footsteps of the Colosseum's ancient gladiators. Cruise canals in a golden gondola. Live la dolce vita, read the cover of the brochure I held. I could practically feel the venerable blue of the Roman sky beneath my fingertips. There was a bewildering array of options. Everything from private guided tours with personally tailored itineraries to culturally themed coach tours. We could do an 8-day Adriatic cruise or a 14-day grand tour by rail. The only option not available to me was staying home.
Kill. Slang. Three words, JX said. First word starts with D.
It was 11 o'clock on a Friday night in late October, and we were cozily tucked up in our master bedroom at 321 Cherry Lane. JX was doing the San Francisco Examiner crossword, and I was figuring out our spring vacation plans. It really doesn't get much more domesticated than that. Oh, do away with. He was silent as his pencil scratched on paper. He made a disgusted sound.
Elementary, my dear Holmes.
I glanced at him. Bad clues, my dear Moriarty. Do away with isn't slang. It's a phrasal verb.
Right?
He regarded me for a moment, then nodded at the scattered brochures.
What do you think? What looks good to you?
I don't know. They're all pretty expensive.
Money is no object.
I snorted. It might not be the object, but it should be a consideration. He got that dark-eyed, earnest look he always wore when applying the thumbscrews.
I want to do this for you, Kit. I don't care about the money. I want us to have this. We've never gone away on vacation together.
Yeah, I know. Possibly averting an international incident. His mouth quirked, but he said coaxingly,
Think about it. You and me, hot naked sex in a gondola.
I gave him a look of horror. They have gondoliers, you know. He laughed.
Okay, then how about a gondola ride at sunset and candlelight dinner on the terrace of our private villa? And then hot naked sex beneath the stars.
I cleared my throat. Spotting weakness in his prey, JX moved in for the kill.
I'm serious, though. Just you and me, together, doing whatever we want. No conference, no convention, no meetings with agents or editors, no deadlines. We could explore Rome's catacombs, or just visit a few museums and galleries. We could see the Pantheon and the Colosseum. We could go to Florence and see the Ponte Vecchio. Or spend a couple of days swimming with dolphins off the Isle of Capri. Or we could do nothing but sleep and eat and
I get the picture, I said. Despite the fact that I don't like to travel, hate to travel, a lot of that did sound appealing. I said, private villa, huh?
Whatever you want, Kit.
He was suddenly serious, gaze solemn, the line of his mouth, soft. Such a romantic guy, especially for an ex-cop. Well, really, for anyone. It sounds nice, I admitted. It sounded better than nice, maybe even kind of lovely. His smile was very white in the lamplight. He tossed the newspaper and pencil aside and drew me into his arms. We fell back against the mattress. The brochures whispered and crackled beneath us as his mouth found mine. He kissed me deeply, sweetly, whispered,
Maybe we could make it a honeymoon.
My eyes popped open. Before I could reply, not that I had a reply ready, the bedroom door pushed wide and a small voice said, Uncle Julie? JX sat up.
Hey, honey.
He only sounded the tiniest bit flustered. Plus got bonus points for not flinging me aside and springing completely off the bed, as I had done to him the first few times this happened.
You're supposed to knock, remember?